Okay, fans, now today we have a superstar wrestler named Clint Steele to talk about motivation. First, can you introduce yourself to everyone?
Good morning, everybody. My name is Clint Steele, coming out here from Livingston High School, ready to answer some questions. What do you got?
Let's start with the general question. So what motivates you to be the best?
What motivates me to be the best is knowing that I'm going to crush any other wrestler that steps into the ring with me. That's what... I'm just kidding.
Well, good morning.
Morning. Good morning.
My name's actually Mr. Wright. I was just messing around with the Clint Steele stuff. That's a good question. What motivates me to be my best or to do my best, I think, is just a desire to put forth my best effort and to create as good of a product of anything that I do, whether it's teaching or taking classes or being a wrestler or being a coach. I'm a competitive person, and I want to be the best. Do you guys compete in anything? What do you guys compete in?
I'm in football right now.
Don't you want to be the best in football? Yeah. Every time you step out onto the field, you want to. I think maybe we don't want to confuse wanting to be the best with wanting to be your best self. You at least want to go out there and be the best football player that you can be for the team, yeah. Right? Yeah. You know, like what do you think that you're? What do you compete in, or what do you strive to be?
Best baseball player.
Baseball player that you can be, right? Yeah. What do you play?
Catcher.
You want to be the best catcher that you can be for your team, right? And how about you?
Do
you?
I play baseball too.
Okay, so probably the same scenario. And
I play golf.
And okay, so you would want to be the best golfer that you could be for your golf team. So yeah. I think what motivates me to be my best is that I want to be the best coach that I can be for the athletes. That doesn't necessarily mean that I am the best or that, you know, but I certainly, you know, don't want to let the people that I'm working with down. You know, I think that when you are competing and you have other people that rely on you, you want to just don't want to let people down, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, so.
How did you motivate your team as a coach?
I believe in setting goals. Uh-huh. Okay, so everyone has a role to play in the team, and making sure that everybody understands their role and can contribute again to the best of their ability to fulfill that role. Is a tool that I use. So depending on how much you can contribute, whether you're someone that can come in and maybe I could use football as an example, someone that can go in there and can compete for four quarters and be their best for four quarters is just as important as someone who can come in and compete on special teams. Maybe just a couple of plays out of the game. That position is just as important as someone who maybe sees the field a lot more, wouldn't you guys think?
Yeah.
You know, and if your goal is to be the best team that you can be, you have to keep everybody motivated to do their job. And I like to do that with goals, you know. So if we need someone to make X amount of tackles a game, or if we need someone to run this time for a race, or if we need someone to golf X amount of strokes, or if we need someone to catch X amount of strikes, everyone needs to know what their contribution is. And giving someone an opportunity to put their contribution into a goal form, I think, can become motivating, because now you have something that you're working towards. Do you have any goals when you play football?
Get a tackle or get a block.
Get a tackle or get a block, yeah. Right? How about you guys for baseball?
Stop the runner from scoring.
Exactly. How about you?
try to catch the ball.
Just try. Okay. Try and catch the ball. Try not to let any, my goal for this game is to make sure that there, I'm not going to let a baseball go.
Like not go past you and everything.
Supposed to. Exactly. How about golf?
Just try to do the best you can. Play the best golf I can.
Excellent. Yeah. These are all things that motivate you, you know, and then when you reach that goal, then set a higher goal, you know? So I think that's kind of my motivational tool. But then the other thing too, you got to remember is that you have to have that goal in mind every time you step out on a practice, every rep that you do, every time you're sitting there at practice and you're doing the same block over and over and over and over again. You just have to remember what your goal is, and that's why you're there doing it. If you take a rep off, what happens?
Then you mess up and you just like a
if you play how you practice, right? Yeah. If you take a rep off during practice, you're not going to reach your goal.
Yeah.
Right? So, some sports, it's probably easier than others. To maybe maintain that motivation. I think in a sport like track, where everything is based on numbers and times and stuff that you can actually really measure, you know, where we can say your goal is going to be this time versus your goal is going to be however many tackles. It's kind of different if, you know, people aren't running to your side, or how many plays of offense you get or defense that you get. So I think you got to kind of shape the goal to match the sport that you're competing in as well. That's a good question.
What do you think some teams lack motivation?
I think we can just look at the opposite of what a motivated team is. And I would say teams that lack motivation probably don't have a goal in mind. Maybe they don't. Maybe they don't know what they're working for yet. Maybe they haven't figured that out, and they need to figure that out. You know, they have to know why they're out there. And if you don't know why you're out there doing anything, you don't know what your goal is, be it your own personal goal or a team goal, then I think you lose that focus, you know. And when you lose focus, you're not motivated. You don't want to be out there because you don't know what, you don't remember why you're out there. You don't know what you're doing, and it kind of falls apart.
Yeah.
So
when you're tired and feel like you have nothing left, how do you manage to keep going?
That's a good question, because sometimes you stop, you stop. It may, I don't coach track anymore. I don't coach cross country anymore. Maybe I will again someday, but I think sometimes when you feel that you have nothing left, you just have to admit that you have nothing left, and maybe remove yourself, maybe come back at another time, reinvent yourself. Sometimes you have to step back and maybe re-motivate yourself to come out and keep going. But there were a lot of times where, in a lot of things that I've done, competing in my own sports or coaching or teaching or doing whatever, in the back of your mind, you just have to keep your goal in mind. And I think a lot of that has to do too with using like a sports example. You know, competing is a shared experience with a lot of other people. So, you're grinding it out with 50, however many people are on a football team, however many 10 or 20 people are on a baseball team, 5 or 6 people on a golf team. It's all a shared experience. You know, you're not alone in trying to achieve these goals. I think that's a good motivator to keep going. Which is why, encouragement is very important. Being a team player is very important, because you don't know really what everyone else is going for, but for the time that you're out there competing and working, you know, it has to be, you know, you have to have a cohesive unit. You have to be all working together. One of the things that frustrates me to no end is when you have somebody who is negative,
yeah,
doesn't want to be out there,
yeah,
and that kind of infiltrates the mindset of the people that have their goal in mind,
yeah,
and are working towards it. And I'm sure that we've all experienced people like that. But I think the best thing for maybe people that are struggling or not fully interested or not fully committed might even need to go back and reevaluate why they're competing. Why are they there? You know, are they there for the right reasons? Do they need to go back and maybe really self-reflect and say, do I really want to be here? Is this really my interest? Is there something else that, you know, I want to do? So, you know, your question, when you're tired and feel like you have nothing left, how do you manage to keep going? Just understand that you've got a lot of other people going through the same stuff,
yeah,
and talk to them and console, confide in them and make sure that that everyone is on the same page. And if it's still something that you struggle through, you know, take a minute to self-reflect and make sure that, you know, the course that you've charted for yourself is the right one. Because you never know, you know,
yeah. Things
lead to other things and could be, you never know what else you might be interested in doing. So how are sports going with you guys? Baseball just wrapped up. Are you JV?
Freshman.
Freshman. What grade are you guys in? You all freshmen?
10.
I thought you guys were sophomores. You guys are playing freshman baseball?
Yeah.
Oh, you want to edit this part out?
Yeah.
Well, the JV team won. You can re-edit it up to this part. Can you edit it out?
Yeah.
Okay. The JV team won
championship.
A championship this year, and so did the varsity team. So are you guys pretty excited about moving up to JV and seeing what happens in the next couple of years of baseball? That's pretty motivating, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To know that you're stepping into a program that has had a lot of success, right?
Yeah.
You know, golf, how are you guys doing? You guys sent like 4 people to the Masters.
Yeah.
You know, that's a lot. Isn't a full golf team like 5 people?
Yeah, we have 7 people.
You know, so I mean, that's got to be exciting to know that you know you're stepping into a situation where you have some experienced people that have gone on to that far. You know, and football, I've been out there and seen what, yeah, you guys are doing. You guys got like 300 people out there getting ready to play, and everyone looks so athletic. It's ridiculous. You know, so little things like that, you just got to kind of keep your mind on, you know, and know that the standards have been set, and then you kind of need to step up and be a contributing factor to all that. Anyway.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, cool. Thank you. Right on.